A high school science teacher thinks he's unlocked a centuries-old mystery. It dates back to 1787, when Revolutionary War soldier Daniel Shays led a rebellion in western Massachusetts. He and his followers were chased north, and historians think they made their way to a mountaintop in southern Vermont. Did they settle on Egg Mountain in Bennington County? VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman took a hike to find out.
Okay. All right, so we're good to go. Let's head on this way.
Steve Butts is leading a small group of high school students down a wooded path in Sandgate, near the New York border in southwestern Vermont. He stops near what looks like any other stone wall you might stumble across in any forest in New England. But this pile of rocks, Butts says, tells a story.
So this is the fort. This is where the story began for me that started the project. And this is where we really try to answer the question, was this site related to Daniel Shays? If so, how? And so this is kind of the centerpiece of the settlement.
Daniel Shays was a farmer in Massachusetts, and he joined the local militia during the American Revolution. After the war, Shays led a rebellion, which included thousands of other protesters who were angry when soldiers weren't getting paid for their wartime services. The rebels planned an assault on the U.S. Armory in Springfield, Massachusetts, and they were chased north by government forces into the independent Republic of Vermont.
Now, there's historical references to there being a fort and a stockade and a blockhouse, but we're not sure. We still have a lot of work to do to find out what was really going on here.
Butts is a high school science teacher at Cambridge Central School in Cambridge, New York. For the past few years, he's brought students out here for a summer course in archaeology, science, history, and mapping. Over the past few years, they've uncovered all kind of cool artifacts. They found coins and ceramic pieces and shards of metal. Over in another part of the forest, a few students are scraping away at the dirt attached to the roots of an overturned tree. This is the second summer that Alice Roosevelt has come out here, and I ask her why she's choosing to spend part of her summer vacation swatting away mosquitoes and scraping dirt into a bucket.
I think it's just really interesting to find new things and just figure out what happened in our history and stuff like that, and that I find it more interesting than the beach, honestly. And it's also really fun because a lot of my friends are doing it as well. Yeah.
Butts has been coming up here for about 5 years, and he worked with the landowner as he got deeper and deeper into his research. Last year, the Conservation Fund, which is a national land preservation group, purchased the property as part of a 26,000-acre three-state land deal. The Conservation Fund is supporting Butts' work, and the group signed an agreement with the state to turn over all the artifacts for preservation and study. Jess Robinson is the Vermont State Archaeologist, and he says that while the remote area will probably never become a major tourist destination, it might very well be one of the most important historical sites in Vermont.
You know, we really did not know that this archaeological settlement even existed on Egg Mountain. And it's an extremely important site. It certainly is eligible now for the National Register of Historic Places. It could ultimately end up being a National Historic Landmark.
Robinson says the work Butts and his students have done is impressive. Butts tracked down some land records from Sandgate with Daniel Shays' name on it. And while Robinson says that we can't be 100% sure that Shays and his followers lived up on Egg Mountain at the end of the 18th century, the evidence is compelling. And Butts, for his part, he says he's got a lot more work to do.
Okay, this is a pretty good vantage point right here at this high ground.
For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Sandgate.